Proverbs 15:23 says, "A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it?" As a pastor, people just sort of expect me to say the right thing at weddings and funerals and various points in between. And that puts some undue pressure on preachers at those moments. And I've seen it actually backfire as the preacher attempts some profound statement, but just falls flat. The first time I remember this happening was at my great-grandmother's funeral. The preacher thought he was providing a touching illustration about this sweet old lady. So he read some scripture and read her obituary. He said a few things. And then he said that her life reminded him of the little piggies. He described how she went to the market, you know, to feed her family, and then stayed home as a stay-at-home mom. She had roast beef, and that represented her good meals she always provided for her family. But then also had none, as she had lived through the Great Depression and hard times. And just as he got to the part about how she had now died and gone wee, wee, wee all the way home to heaven, people just began to crack up laughing. But this was a funeral, so they tried not to laugh and tried to keep their laughter quiet, which made things worse. As a 10-year-old kid, that was quite an experience, one I'll never forget, as I saw loved ones laughing themselves silly with their heads and shoulders bobbing as they tried desperately not to laugh. So I've observed that sort of thing many times over the years, and I've tried to learn from observation. In many cases, I learned what kind of things I should say in certain circumstances. Timing is important, as our text says, "And a word spoken in due season, how good is it?" But a whole lot of my learning has come from watching people say dumb things or just put their foot in their mouth, as the saying goes. Before one wedding, the preacher says to the bride, "Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to see you in a white dress." I thought she was going to break down crying right there, but she held her composure. Then I looked at her mother and thought she was going to punch the preacher. Should she have been wearing white? I don't know, but that was not the place or time to discuss it right before the ceremony. People also say some of the dumbest things at funerals. A man who was a plumber died, and some crazy lady told his daughter, "God must have needed a plumber in heaven." So God killed her daddy so he could get his plumbing fixed in heaven? Just a ridiculously stupid thing to say. At other funerals, I've heard preachers try to put wicked people into heaven. And that's no comfort to loved ones who are Christians and are quite certain that the deceased died without Christ. That is not a word spoken in due season. It's a lie. Thankfully, I was mentored by a man who taught me how to handle funerals for saved and unsaved people. It's a time to comfort the family and present the gospel. It's not a time to try to fix things. But I've learned some practical things that I'll share when it comes to a word spoken in due season. First, not every occasion calls for comfort and encouragement. Read Matthew 23 and Romans 16:17. On occasions that do call for a word of comfort and encouragement, pray for God to help you think clearly, and don't hesitate to just quote or paraphrase scripture fitting for that moment. There are no better words than God's words when you speak them with sincerity. Don't always try to be funny. A humorous remark can be that word spoken in due season, but sometimes it's just not a time to laugh. And don't try to one-up others or be the sage on the stage. Just try to be used of God and to let people know that you care, regardless of the situation. Colossians 3, 23 and 24 is our rule. "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." The old preacher used to say, we have lips of clay, and we just ask that God would anoint them with His Spirit and help us to speak a word in due season. And most of the time, you'll be successful doing that when you simply speak His words, or at least something based upon the truths of Scripture, at the right time and in the right circumstance.